Well, this summer, we continue a tradition that's been here at Highlands for a long time, and that is using movies for parts of our sermon throughout the summer. And we've got some fun ones. We always try to mix up what eras they come from, what audience they might appeal to. And this week, we begin with The Goonies. I love this one. I absolutely love this one. I mean, pirate ships, treasure maps, car chases and criminals, romance and intrigue, secret tunnels, booby traps, spy inventions, so much more. All in a fantastic film put together by Steven Spielberg. You see, all of these different elements are taking place as a group of little misfits is racing the clock before the neighborhood that they love and the homes they grew up in are sold off and destroyed. See, this is the story of the Goonies. An oddball bunch of misfits from the Goondocks. They wear their name, the Goonies, rather proudly, even though it's meant by everyone else who uses it as an insult. And just one day before the richest family in town turns their entire neighborhood into an extension of the country club golf course, they're up in the attic and they find an old treasure map and a couple of old relics that lead them on one last adventure together. The Goonies is actually a rather culturally defining movie from the 80s. It was dreamt up by Steven Spielberg, and it was a breeding ground for all sorts of movie stars we see all over the place these days. Its soundtrack was headlined by Cyndi Lauper, and for 30 years, it's captivated its audience. Now, besides all of the cool stuff, like the treasure and the adventure, and hidden amongst a good deal of sophomoric teen humor, there is a story of hope and friendship. And that's what I think speaks to a deep part of any of us, regardless of our age or like of teenage humor. You see, this is a movie about a young boy the world does not understand or appreciate. And this young man is captivated by the belief that there is something out there that's going to make a big difference in his life and the life of the people that he loves. And he's able to pursue an adventure to find it, because his best friends believe in him, even if they're not sure he's right. The Goonies, in its own way, is an allegory for how all of us are invited to encounter life. It's a story that invites us to believe there is something amazing out there. It's a story that invites us to surround ourselves with people who will believe in us. And a story that invites us to head out on an adventure. And it all starts with the hope-filled belief that there is something more out there. Something more than we have, something more than we know. And it's that kind of hope-filled belief in something more that truly is a cornerstone of faith. The idea that there is something more than we realize, something bigger than we can even understand, that will change everything for those who discover it in the entire world. You see, when we're going through our lives, often we're faced with the question, is this it? And that kind of question can lead to one of two things. The question, is this it, can spurn us to a life of jaded cynicism. Or the question, is this it, can inspire us to discover something more. But in order for us to find something more, we have to believe it's out there. In fact, for most of this film, you see the Goonies, they're running through underground tunnels and all sorts of caverns and craziness. For most of the film, they are immediately below the town where they live. There's several humorous moments that involve the people directly above them who are completely oblivious to the fact that there is a treasure hunt, and complete with, you know, villains and chases and gunfire and dynamite and pirates and all of it going on 15 feet below their feet. It's right there. All of it. They just don't know. It reminds me of the way Jesus ended up telling every audience he ever spoke to that the kingdom of God is at hand. Everybody had this idea that the kingdom of God was someday, and Jesus was trying to tell everybody, no, the kingdom of God is today. Seriously, it's going on right now. You're just missing it. It's just like when our little Goonie hero is running around with this map in hand telling his friends about the treasure. Seriously, guys, it's there. No, it's there. You're just not looking. We can do this. We can find it. Just like that, Jesus spent his entire ministry trying to help people realize that there was so much more. And that it was all around them. that they were right in the middle of it. It was happening and present. But in order for anyone to begin to find it, we have to believe that it's there. And additionally, we have to believe in ourselves and surround ourselves with people who will believe in us too. Crazy adventures go better that way. One of my favorite parts of the movie is watching the group of friends who look at him and say, "Okay, Mikey, sure, we're going with you. One last adventure." They all think he's off his rocker. They all figure by the time they get home, he'll be like, "Oh, shucks." And they'll be like, "At least we had a good time." But through the movie, as things progress, one by one, all of his friends slowly begin to realize that this could actually be real. There could really be something to this. Even his most difficult and harsh critic, his older brother, finally reaches this moment of saying, "No, we have to do this. This could be real." And they start to buy in. It's his little excitement, his little faith and hope that begins to change the lives of all those who are simply there because they care in him. There are those moments where his friends comment that even if he's wrong, they at least want to be on that adventure with him just to see where it goes. And so they make their way. Each of these goonies have that moment where they begin to believe too. And for me, this is an important reminder that faith is not about a definite knowing. It's not one of those, "Yep, I just know everything, I'm completely comfortable, I have no questions at all." I've yet to meet that person. What I find is a group of people who say, "Okay, look, let's just start wandering towards where we think this is going to lead us. Let's see what happens." And someday, some of us might have a better clue than others. And other times, those of us that used to think we knew where we were going want to give up, and the person who didn't believe it at the beginning looks at us and says, "No, you've convinced me, let me convince you." And together, we keep making the journey together. That's why I believe the company on the journey is just as important as why we might be going or what we think we might find. And Jesus was pretty specific about this. When Jesus sent out disciples to proclaim the kingdom of God, he sent every single one of them out there with good company. Jesus had a rule, never less than two. You always got to have somebody with you. Sometimes more, but never less than two. In the 10th chapter of Luke, Jesus has gathered together these 72 folks, and they're about to send them out to do this proclaiming the kingdom of God business. And he looks at them all and he says, "Please remember, the harvest is bigger than you can imagine, and the workers are few. You're going to need each other," is what I hear him saying. And so he pairs them up and sends them out together. Because being together can be a source of encouragement, a source of hope and support. I am absolutely sure there were moments those disciple pairs were totally in sync. The two of them out there together, "We're excited to do God's work. Let's go." And then they walked into town and they tried to share the good word and they found themselves judged as misfits and outcasts. And then, you know, there's that one of them who's like, "Dude, maybe this is crazy." That's why they're together. So there's someone when the first one says that to look up and say, no, you're not crazy. This isn't crazy. It's going to be amazing. Let's keep going together. And the next day, those roles are reversed. That together, side by side, as a community of people, they can encourage and continue on an adventure that, to be honest, the world looks at and goes, "Really? Really?" It's about being together. That they can encourage, both being an encourager and being encouraged. This was their ministry. They go out and they serve and they share, caring for one another in the process. And then the disciples make their way back and report to Jesus. And oh, do they come back excited. They found it. They have found it. They say, "We have seen the kingdom. We have heard the kingdom. We've experienced it. Lives have been made whole." They're just blown away by everything. Now, it didn't always happen immediately. And like I said, there had to be some rough days where the encouragement was needed. But those people who set out on that adventure to share God's kingdom, they found it. And they treasured it. Jesus gives thanks that their misfit adventures were able to stay on that journey and they find what others had missed. Jesus speaks to this really in a very interesting way and he says, "Happy are the eyes that see what you see. I assure you, many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see and hear what you hear, but they didn't. They missed it." I think it's so interesting for Jesus to name, not everybody could have pulled this off because for some reason They weren't there. Jesus names that those who carried too much status in their lives, those who were guided by societal expectations, couldn't find what those disciples were treasuring. Because they were worried they might lose what they had, risking for what they didn't. It was this ragtag bunch of social misfits, the disciples, who were perfectly fit for such an adventure into God's kingdom. They could see God's kingdom, hear God's kingdom, participate in the creation of God's kingdom. Because that's all they had, the hope that there was something more. Which leads me to believe that Jesus was a Goonie. Think about this with me for a moment. He came from a looked down upon part of town. He surrounded himself with misfits that nobody else wanted to have anything to do with. He believed there was something bigger and better out there when everyone else thought he was nuts. And yet that didn't discourage him. And he encouraged others to join him on that journey to find something. Now, there was great difficulty and risk to pursue what he hoped to find. Okay, there were no booby traps, but there were the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all sorts of trick questions. Maybe those line up. And then when the people around him realized he was actually onto something, it changed everything for them. You can see it in our scriptures. And to be honest, I've seen it in our own community. When people who were like, okay, look, I'll go with you for a while on this just to see what happens. Something clicks. And suddenly we've seen it, we've heard it, we've participated in God's kingdom in a way that we can't stop anymore because we know it's out there and we want others to join us. Because everything's been changed. Jesus was a Goonie, a hope-filled misfit that encouraged a group of his friends to pursue something he knew was out there that would change their lives. And even today, Jesus asks all those who follow him to be Goonies too. Anybody want to go on an adventure?